question deals with possibly economic development on Belle Isle.
I live down here in the Belle Isle area, and all summer long they blocked off the area. But I noticed that a few folks could get in. Are they planning on just having white folks go on the Belle Isle and just have them exclusive for the rich and not let black folks? They going to build condominiums on Belle Isle now?
Well, you know, I don't support any economic development on Belle Isle for private investors. That island has been a jewel in this city. It belongs to the citizens of Detroit, and there needs to be free and unfettered access to that island. I'm not sure what day or what time the caller refers to that he was being blocked from getting on this island, but in the Hendricks administration, that's something that simply would not happen. There must be free and unfettered access to the island, but the island is in need of a great deal of repair and upgrade, Vicki, and one of the things that I've committed to is that we need to identify a revenue source for this island. And here again, where we've got $300 million of budget deficit, every single park in this city is going to suffer, whether it's grass cutting or landscaping or hiring people who can go up and clean up, not just on Sunday after a long three-day weekend, but it's out there every couple of hours with their dustpans and their brooms and emptying trash cans and cleaning out concessions and so forth. And so we need to come up with a multiple number of revenue sources. One of the things that I believe is that the Huron Metro Clinton Parks Association or Authority, the city of Detroit sends $1.5 million of its tax dollars to Huron Metro Clinton. But we get none of that back to any of our parks in the city of Detroit. I'd like to see us make a move with the authority where we redirect our portion of that $1.5 million back to Belle Isle. I'm also in favor of the voters voting for a fee on Belle Isle, letting them decide if they'd like to pay a modest fee in the same way that we do at Stony Creek or Metro or Kensington. Those are the Metro parks. And if the Detroiters decide that they would like to pay a modest fee, let them do that as an added revenue stream. The last two things I'll quickly mention is that there was a time when we had canoes on the island. We had bikes on the island. We had horses on the island. I don't suppose that it makes a lot of sense for the city to try to do that, but we have hundreds, literally thousands of Detroit residents who are entrepreneurs who would love to invest in the canoes, love to invest in the bikes. I would carve out a little space and let them lease that space, let them bring their canoes in with the indemnification, provide the canoes, provide the bikes, provide the horses, and then let's put an RFP out for the boat club and get one of the best designers, one of the best developers in here. Let's get that boat club glistening in a way that we can get a 4-star restaurant in there. So, Vicki, when you want to go out with one of your friends for a real nice Friday night dinner, you can sit out and look at the river and have something that is ours here in the city of Detroit. Never give up ownership. Reopen the aquarium. Reopen the Dawson Museum. Reopen the Belle Isle Zoo. All of those have been closed under the current administration. We can do all of those things in the span of 4 to 5 years with a revenue stream of those various sources that I've just mentioned to you.
So you're in favor of reopening the aquarium on Belle Isle as opposed to a super aquarium like the mayor talked about last night?
Listen, it's not one versus the other. That's the oldest aquarium in America, and it's ours, and it belongs on the island. And whatever else we do with the super aquarium is fine. You know, grand ideas sound good, but we got to find out where we're going to get the funding for it. For $250,000 plus the revenues that could be generated at the aquarium itself with some aggressive publicizing, we wouldn't have to close the aquarium down. And I think people were heartbroken when they found out that aquarium was being shut down, that fish were being exported out to other aquariums around the country, that the Dawson Museum is virtually closed, and that the Belle Isle Zoo is closed. So, no, we need to open all of those things back up, and I'm committed to doing that in the first year by getting, again, some of the unconventional revenue sources dedicated to that island to make sure we make it what it's supposed to be.
One thing